Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining us this afternoon is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon, and a nice drizzly day.
Nice drizzly. It started raining. I got here earlier. And I have no umbrella. Oh, well. Anyway, we have two guests with us in the studio. Someone who's been a guest before, Jack Challum. Jack's the author of numerous publications and books. Latest one, I think, is the Food Mood Solution, or is the Inflammation Syndrome? That one is later.
It's the update of the Inflammation Syndrome, and it's good to be back on the show with you, Arnie.
All righty. And our next guest is Dr. Ron Hunninghockey. Dr. Ron, is, as he's known by his patients, is the chief medical officer at the Reardon Clinic. The Reardon Clinic is part of, that's the new name, it used to be called the Center for the Improvement of Human Functioning in Wichita, Kansas, and it's a world-renowned place. They have patients coming there from all 50 states and about, 27 countries?
47 countries.
40, oh my God, 47 countries, so it's a great place to, why do people come to you?
Well, because they haven't gotten results elsewhere, and Dr. Hugh Reardon, who was the founder, started out, he's a psychiatrist dealing with people with chronic mental illness, and as he did the nutritional testing and found out where they were deficient and started correcting those deficiencies, they were getting better. And not only was their brain and mind getting better, but their arthritic knees and their migraine headaches and their stomach pains were going away. And so he realized that nutrition doesn't just treat the brain, it treats the whole body.
Well, that's what we believe, and that's why we're all doing this work.
Yeah.
Okay, and today we wanted to talk a little bit about something which affects a lot of different conditions and a lot of different diseases, and it may not be the cause of all of those problems, but it seems to be associated with it, and maybe in some cases it is the cause, and that's inflammation. And why is it that inflammation is bad, and if it's a natural bodily process, why is it that it's good?
Well, let's talk about the good side of inflammation first, and that is it helps protect us from infections. It's the inflammatory response that goes after germs and virus-infected cells. Inflammation also stimulates the healing process, so we get better whatever happens to be ailing us. The downside is chronic inflammation, and this is the sort of low-grade, sometimes acute, but often low-grade inflammation that causes aches and pains that is now recognized as the chief underlying cause of coronary artery disease. And inflammation really, in one way or another, is intertwined in every disease process.
We live in a world that's just filled with stress, and when we're distressed, our body responds as if it's been injured. And inflammation is the body's response to injury. It's an appropriate response, except that it's no longer modulated properly. The modern diet has shifted us in a direction to where the tripwire is triggered much too easily, and so people will be in a chronic inflammatory state regardless of the fact whether they've actually been injured. And so that will then lead to chronic degenerative diseases.
So, you know, when we started, Jack mentioned inflammation is a response to, you know, viruses or perhaps bacteria or injury. So we get an inflammation, we have an injury, we get a little bit of swelling. Swelling seems to be, to me, I think of swelling as inflammation. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So the swelling is there to sort of keep everything in one spot. Is that so that the bacteria doesn't run around the body? And if we stabbed ourselves, let's say, or we cut ourselves, so you get a little swelling there, and you get the heat and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's part of the localized response, and there's swelling, there's redness, there's tenderness to the touch. Those are really the key signs of inflammation. And most people really know when they have inflammation because something hurts, and pain to varying degrees, either sensitivity to touch or more intense pain. It is usually a sign of a very strong inflammatory process being underway.
Yeah, and it's orchestrated by little messenger molecules called cytokines, and these cytokines will cause the blood vessel boundaries to loosen up, and then the fluid will leak out, and that also allows the white blood cells to get out into the injured tissue to engulf any bacteria or infection, and also to start the process of healing. And so inflammation, it should remember that if we didn't have inflammation, we as a species probably could not have survived as well as we have.
Okay, so that covers the good inflammation. Now let's talk about the bad inflammation. People who have conditions such as, let's take a simple one, a common one, arthritis. You know, they have an osteoarthritis, and their knee or their elbow or their fingers become inflamed. What happens there?
Well, a good analogy, and I think most people remember the movie Red October, and there's this Russian sub that shot out a torpedo, and it basically turned around and came right back at that sub. And inflammation is kind of like the same thing. It starts as this normal process, and then it turns against the body, and it starts attacking the body's own tissues. And part of what's going on here is the body is not getting the signals to turn off that inflammation. So if you have, let's say, an injured knee joint, instead of turning off that inflammatory painful process after a certain point, it just keeps on going. And maybe after, and maybe at a very low grade level, but after 20 or 30 years, people end up getting diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the knees.
Okay, is there anything in a dietary manner that can influence this inflammation?
Well, everything in the diet really influences inflammation, and good and bad. And the typical American diet really is a pro-inflammatory diet. And food ingredients like sugar and refined carbohydrates, white bread, white pasta, bagels, muffins, things like that, trans fats, which are in almost all kind of convenience foods, junk foods, fast foods. These substances actually tilt our inflammatory mechanisms, so we are pro-inflammatory. We're basically like a pack of matches walking around for someone to light us up.
I see. I can't have bagels? What are you, one American, for crying out loud?
Here's the example I use in my little book on inflammation, is that if you can imagine a field that has been dried out due to a lack of water, and the grass has become very, very dry and gray, or dried out.
Yeah.
Then the match, the trigger, which could be the injury or could be the infection, and you throw that match into that field, it starts on fire. It becomes inflamed, and it will rage out of control. take that same field that's got adequate rainfall, the balanced amount of sunlight, the grass is nice and green and healthy, it's been fertilized, you can take the same trigger, the match, and throw it into that green grass field, and it won't light, or maybe just a small area of it will light, and then it'll go out because the conditions are not there to support the ongoing inflammation. It's a chain reaction in most cases for most people.
Okay, that's a good explanation, and makes sense to me. Okay, is there a measure of inflammation? Is there a way to measure it?
Yeah, and that's really how the kind of like new inflammation paradigm began about 10 or so years ago. And Dr. Paul Ridker at Harvard University developed a test called the High Sensitivity C-reactive protein test. And what C-reactive protein is both a marker and a promoter of inflammation. And what Dr. Ridker was able to do was measure not just the really intense inflammation, but this more subtle inflammation. And he was focusing on inflammation and heart disease, this low-grade inflammation that basically causes damages to the arteries, which really sets the groundwork for subsequent cholesterol deposits. And then probably within a couple of years of that, some other researchers started to make some connections. They were using C-reactive protein to see how it turned up in other illnesses. And they found that people who were obese also had high C-reactive protein levels. People who were type 2 diabetic, they had high C-reactive protein levels. And as I was reading the research, I started to connect the dots because these are the two conditions, obesity and type 2 diabetes, that are major risk factors for coronary artery disease. And the undercurrent in all three of these health issues really came back to inflammation.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Good.
I have a question, though.
All right, you know what? Hold your question. Right. Write it down so you don't forget, because you don't take your ginkgo. all right, we're going to pause for a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out what Dr. Podell wanted to say, and we're going to also find out what you can do about inflammation and begin taking your calls. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guests Jack Chalom and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke will all be back after these messages.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jaro Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jaro Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jaro's staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jaro Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jaro.com. All Jaro Formula products are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off list. The full Nature's Way and Sprunk Jansen lines are 30% off. All Solgar omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women's health products are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more. And there sure is more. In addition to those items from Solgar that I just mentioned, how about Solgar's Ubiquinol, now on sale at one-half price? What a deal. We also have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life. Well, how do you find out what else is on sale? You go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request a free, bless you, product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner, by the way, is with two L's, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well, www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it. But it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. What if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctors Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine. Both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctors Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemist is featuring natural brain enhancers at one-half price.
And some good news. Due to ongoing demand for this product, Doctors Best has agreed to extend the half-price sale through the end of May.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Chalom. And I seem to have interrupted Dr. Podell just at the time of the break. You had a question, so now is your big chance.
Well, yeah. Well, we're talking about inflammation, and inflammation is a huge, broad field. But one of the kinds of inflammation that most bothers me as a practicing physician and most other doctors is that time and again we're now taught to get the CRP measurement, C-reactive protein. And time and again we find people who are relatively elevated, and probably at least half the people that we do this on, middle-aged people, are going to be higher than the optimal. Supposedly, that's a high risk for heart disease. And then they ask us, and what do we do about it? And the answer is usually a shrug, because, well, I think there's a little bit of data on a few nutrients and a little bit of data on some medicines like the statin drugs. It's not really enough to say, take this, take this, take this. We'll recheck it in 2 months, and it's going to be lower. So, what can you tell us about this?
Well, the main thing I try to get across to my patients is that CRP is a, shall we say, a lifestyle illness or a sign of a lifestyle illness. And the best way to begin to bring your CRP down that I think everyone will agree with is there are four things you can do dietary-wise. You want to choose about 80% or more of your foods from what we call whole foods, real foods, fresh foods, those kinds of things that are rich in colors. And the reason that the colors are so important is because that represents high ORAC score, where you have lots of antioxidants, and antioxidants modulate the inflammatory process. Also, they are rich in fiber, and that means that they have a low glycemic index, so they're less likely to stimulate insulin, and we do know that insulin raises, excessive insulin resistance will raise the C-reactive protein. And then the final component of the diet that we Americans tend not to get is adequate amounts of omega-3, and practicing physicians everywhere are beginning to use omega-3 more regularly now as a way of modulating this chronic inflammatory response. So it really is a lifestyle issue, but you can use supplements to supplement better lifestyle choices.
Okay, now, which supplements might we give people to help supplement the lifestyle choices?
I'll jump in here. There have been several clinical trials showing that natural source vitamin E lowers C-reactive protein levels. And the studies show basically a reduction of anywhere from 30 to 50% in CRP levels.
You said that was, I'm sorry to interrupt, Jack, natural source vitamin E?
Natural source vitamin E.
Okay, good.
Vitamin C is very helpful as well. If someone smokes, stopping smoking will make a big difference. If they're overweight, losing weight helps. And as Dr. Ron mentioned, really eating a lot more in the way of fresh veggies.
Okay, and you also mentioned omega-3s.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you can use the omega-3s to supplement what you're doing with your dietary choices, and using them on a regular basis can help you bring your CRP down. One thing I forgot to mention, just as a physician, I try to help people discover why their CRP is up, because oftentimes they have either hidden infection, or we know that gum disease, chronic gingivitis, sets people up for heart disease and other conditions. So I'll have them make a visit to their dentist to see if they have an abscess or a chronic sinus infection.
Now, how about other things that we know of anti-inflammatory properties? Do they help the CRP? Things like, say, turmeric, or things like bioflavonoids, quercetin, grapeseed, pycnogenol, those kinds of things.
They haven't all been studied in terms of C-reactive protein. I think what a lot of researchers have tended to do is focus on their anti-inflammatory effects clinically, and that basically means symptoms. And if their symptoms ease up, quercetin is a great example, and it really is one of these great natural supplements for dealing with spring and summer pollen allergies. And for years and years, I was really played with them, and I just upped my quercetin dose, and this year has been a breeze.
Okay, yeah, quercetin is well known for allergies. You just have to make sure you take enough. Okay, we need to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, Jack Jalam, and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. We'll be back. The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to the traffic.
And if you try to get across the GW Bridge inbound side, a 30-minute wait from the 95 Express approach, 20 minutes from the locals, all other approaches not bad. Lincoln Tunnel, a 45-minute tie-up into town. Outbound side, the 11th Avenue approach will be a bit busy. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 minutes heading in on the outbound side, a 20-minute wait, especially heavy from the Canal Street approach. Across the Brooklyn Bridge inbound side, you've got delays. Outbound side, pretty busy as well. 59th Street Bridge, you've got delays as you go across the upper level heading into Manhattan. 52nd Street to 56th Street between Park and 7th Avenue closed down for the Salute to Israel parade, so steer clear. Also closed 5th Avenue, 79th to 57th. 79th from 5th to Madison. Also lots of diversions on the M1, 2, 3, 4, 30, 66, and 72 buses. This report brought to you by AutoZone. You can get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Bosch filter just $16.99 at AutoZone. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Challum. And we're talking about inflammation, and we're going to begin taking your calls. And the number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Sally from my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Sally.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're all doing fine.
Good.
You don't sound like you're from Brooklyn.
Well, I've only been in Brooklyn 6.5 years. I grew up in Texas.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, there's no other appropriate plural for you that conveys it. So, but let me get to my question. I'm a 62-year-old woman, and for most of my life, I've had good health. I have a little history of a hypothyroidism way back, and I test out as negative. On my last blood work, my C-reactive protein was elevated, and for the first time, and also my homocysteine. So my question is, what blood tests should I get, or what should I look at as a possible source for these numbers changing? And, oh, and I should mention that my A1C is not as pretty as it used to be. It's like 6.5 now. But how do I make sure that the numbers, see, the A1C changed before the homocysteine and the C-reactive numbers changed. So how do I find out any and all sources of these changes in C-reactive protein and homocysteine?
Okay, well, you have the right attitude about that. You want to see about what's the underlying problem. And I think everybody's fighting to talk to you first. So who's going to win? Dr. Ron.
Well, Sally, I think the thing you need to work on first, I think, is that hemoglobin A1C, because that's probably that high level of blood sugar that you're averaging is hiding a high insulin level, and insulin is pro-inflammatory. Insulin will actually cause your CRP to go up. So it'd be good to take a look at that, take a look at your lipid levels, and maybe work on exercise and correcting the dietary factors that are underlying that. And so, and then the homocysteine, I would probably encourage you to get a B12 and folic acid level, and because sometimes you can bring the homocysteine down with B12, folic acid, and B6, and that could be very beneficial as well.
Okay, sure. I'm taking B50 and folic acid. And I can't remember the other one they said.
You're taking B12 and folic acid and B6?
B50.
I'm taking B50. I'm not
B50.
Sure if B12 is in there or not.
B12 is in a B50, but you may want to take extra because sometimes it's not at the level that you need. You probably need at least 1,000 micrograms of B12.
Okay, that sounds good.
How high is the homocysteine?
I don't really remember. I don't think it was terrible, but I'm sort of speculating because I like to keep with the facts. So unless I'm looking at the numbers, I can't compare.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get real excited unless it's really rather on the high side. That is, if the average, let's say, is 9 or 10, if you're at 15 or so, I would start worrying. But if it's 11 or 12, I don't think we have enough evidence to show that that's really going to be a meaningful difference.
Okay, and then may I ask one more quickie?
Sure.
Okay, I'm wondering if you all are in practice in my neck of the woods, and I need some guidance on finding more of an integrative approach for healthcare in terms of a doctor who also would take my insurance. So any guidance on that?
Okay, so you're in Brooklyn now, right?
Right.
There's lots of alternative doctors in the New York metropolitan area. As far as insurance, I really don't know. But there are many, many alternative physicians in the Midtown Manhattan area. I'm not so sure about how many are in Brooklyn. I'm sure there are. Perhaps if you gave the store a call sometime tomorrow, we might be able to give you the phone number of a few of the physicians that are around the New York area.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and thanks for that call.
Sure, take care.
All righty. All right. Dave from Rutherford, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
How you doing, Arnie? How you doing, guys?
Good
show.
Hey, Dave.
Good show. I want to ask you, I had blood works done, and the sugar came up high, and it was 153, and I was talking to a guy at work. He's a Oriental guy, and he told me about vanadyl sulfate and green tea and mulberry leaf and jasmine, and he said that was would be good to bring the sugar down.
Okay, and you want us to corroborate that?
Yeah, I'd like your input on it, please.
Well, it wouldn't be my first choice in terms of recommendation, and I'll make a shameless plug thinking back to Sally's call, which was also about elevated blood sugar in part. Dr. Ron and I are the co-authors of a book called Stop Prediabetes Now. You might be able to get it at the Wilner Window. You can get it at Amazon.
Wilner Chemist.
Wilner Chemist. We're on the Wilner Window right now. My number one recommendation would be an herbal extract called Silymarin, Silymarin. Number two would probably be chromium picolinate. But in the book, we outline a complete supplement program and a dietary program. And don't think that you're going to get out of this just by taking a lot of pills, whether they're natural or pharmaceutical. You've got to focus on eating habits and lifestyle and take a number of supplements that are really going to help. Biotin, one of the B vitamins, as a supplement, very, very helpful. And you can find some combinations out there as well.
Do you think that this is really super high, this 153, or you think I can get it down on my own?
This is kind of like the lower end of type 2 diabetes. And back in 1997, the first time I went to the center where Dr. Ron is the chief medical officer, I was pre-diabetic. And when I got my act together, when I started taking the right supplements and watching my eating habits, my blood sugar went from 111 down to 87, and now it basically hovers around 80. So it's doable. It takes a little bit of effort, but it's really a choice. And, if you keep going toward the type 2 diabetic path, the outcome is not very pretty. You do much better trying to control this with eating habits and some supplements.
Okay.
Okay, so you're Dave, you're 153 is fasting?
Yeah, it was like an 8-hour fast, and he said he's going to want to do like a 15-16-hour fast the next time to make sure.
16-hour fast, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. They do that?
Yeah, I don't think you really need to to do that, but fine. I mean, you'll do it, and then you'll get a result. If it's still at the same level, then you really have to attend to it.
Okay. I want to ask you one last thing. Do you think that this type of thing would make you kind of feel like off and on, like a little shaky every now and then, a dizzy, or you think that's something different?
Oh, yeah, it would.
It would?
It definitely could, because you're probably getting big fluctuations in blood sugar as well.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, and what you'll also find that very typically changes energy levels, your concentration. You might feel a little fuzzier mentally after meals. The shakiness is really part of the spectrum.
Okay, because it's very strange when I work out, when I get on a treadmill, when I do garden work, I feel great, and then when I'm like doing nothing, and I'm just like
That Dave, what you're talking about is a typical diabetic, because what's happening is your blood sugar is high, and when you work out, when you get into physical activity, what do? You need energy, so you burn sugar. So you're burning the sugar in your blood, and you're lowering your blood sugar. That's why you feel better.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You're a typical, if not diabetic, for sure pre-diabetic.
Okay. All right, then we thank you very much for your input, my friends.
Okay, thanks for calling, Dave.
Thank you.
1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. Give us a call so we can answer your questions, because we're not answering your questions. We take off, we go home early. We don't want to do that. So please give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. All right, let's talk to Andrea from Monroe, Connecticut. Are you there, Andrea?
Yeah, no, it's the husband.
That's the husband. Yeah, I guess your name isn't Andrea. Okay.
No, it's Anthony.
Anthony. Hi, Anthony. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was taking a generic form of Lanacil for toe fungus for about 6 weeks, and I developed a taste disorder. basically everything, like sweet things, tasted sour, you know, kind of bad.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped taking the Lanacil, and basically it's been about 3 weeks now, just a little bit over, and the taste salt hasn't gotten any better. I was just wondering if there's any recommendations for a way to speed it up. I did see on the internet that people that have this problem, it takes anywhere between, I guess, 2 and 5 weeks to you know, recover the normal taste. And however, I've lost a lot of weight. It's a good way to diet.
Good way to diet, but because you're not tasting any food, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I'm force feeding, basically.
Okay. Lamisil is a tablet you take for, usually people take it for funguses, nail funguses, which don't tend to go away. And you can get possible side effects as to exactly what you're saying. And that's one of the unfortunate things, you know, that happens.
The two things I'm thinking of, this is Dr. Ron, and I think there's two possibilities here. Number one, we see people who are taking the antifungal medications get into some liver toxicity, and very often that manifests as some nausea or some alteration in taste. And so going back to Jack's recommendation for the Similarian, could be the milk thistle could be a way to help get your liver feeling better. You could go to your doctor and get tested to see what kind of shape your liver is in. Second thing is zinc deficiencies will also cause alterations in taste, and so you might want to look into possibility of taking extra zinc or getting testing done to see if that's a problem.
Yeah, there are some other articles, you know, just to here and there articles. There's one with lipoic acid that was given at 300 milligrams twice daily over 2 months period seemed to be helpful. And then there was a couple of case reports, interestingly, using the medicine Clonopin, which is like a Valium. And rather than take it by mouth, which makes people tranquil, they had people suck on it. And it seemed to improve the distorted taste.
Okay, you might want to run some of those things past your doctor, Anthony.
Okay.
Especially the latter.
Yeah, especially the latter. Okay, good luck, Anthony.
Hey, thanks.
All righty. Guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guests, Jack Challen and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke, will be back after these messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical-grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength Specially Processed Licorice Extract from the number one DGL brand available, Enzymatic Therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic Therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains UltraSoothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And we're back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke, and Jack Chalom. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. All righty. Let's get back to the phones, and let's say hello to Ann from Newark, New Jersey. Hi, Ann.
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to know the health benefits of aloe vera juice.
Aloe vera juice. Okay, aloe vera juice obviously comes from the aloe vera plant, and people take it, juice, obviously, internally. It's very, very soothing. You know, if you have a irritated or an inflamed stomach, a little agita, things like that, aloe vera can be very healing. Obviously, you know that aloe vera put on the skin is very, very good. That's primarily what aloe vera does. Gentlemen, you want to?
It's been used on burns, and I think in general it reduces inflammation. To me, it represents the idea that if we consume plant foods, they are anti-inflammatory by nature, colorful. And so this just happens to be a concentrated one that especially relieves inflammation, but it's got a long track record for that. So I think it's a great product along that line.
So it reduces inflammation in terms of, for example, arthritis or...
More topical than it is systemic. I think where it may help arthritis is that there is a theory of arthritis that if you've got inflammation in your digestive system, the gut will, the basement membranes will leak, and you'll get the leaky gut syndrome, and some of the foods, before they're fully digested, the peptides will get into the bloodstream, and you'll get immune responses and immune complexes that get stuck in like joints and cause inflammation. So the inflamed gut may be a factor in arthritis, according to some naturopathic theorists.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that call, Ann. Mary from Short Hills, New Jersey, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Oh, boy. Okay. I just want to ask this about my granddaughter. She's 16, soccer player, active, and she has had a pet cat for years, but she very sadly told me at lunch yesterday, I can't pet him anymore because I break out when I do. Now, she should be adjusted to that cat by now and not starting to break out. Is her immune system breaking down, or she eats, she looks wonderfully healthy, not too overweight, that's anything, but she eats junk food, and she's a type O blood. I believe in the blood diet. Excuse me.
Okay. Well, the first thing before my my medical colleagues give you an answer, my own pharmacist's answer is she and the cat are not getting along medically. So one of them has to go. And you could figure out whichever one you want. You keep whichever one you want. All right?
But
one of them has to go. It has nothing to do with her getting adjusted to the cat. Okay? She's never going to get adjusted to the cat. All right? That's my take. And I'll turn it over to our esteemed panel of guests here.
Meow. No, I mean, mostly people who are allergic will stay allergic if they keep being exposed. Sometimes that will go down and they will seem to get desensitized, much in the way of allergy shots, but you can't count on that. And we don't have any, you know, there are things that we talked about, quercetin before, for instance, that's kind of a natural antihistamine. At the margin, it can be helpful, but it's not strong enough to overcome the fact that there's a lot of cat dander, and that's going to be bothering her.
Dr. Ron?
Well, I would, because she's a teenager, I don't know what her diet is, but if it's the typical teenage diet, it could be too high in soft drinks, for instance, too many French fries or too many other things that could be contributing to her general state of inflammation. And so I don't know if modifying her diet and taking quercetin would be enough, but it would be something that she could try. It sounds like it's a pretty severe allergy.
Mary, you really offered a couple of clues in your description of your granddaughter and the fact that she's 16, she looks healthy, but she eats a lot of junk foods. And when you're eating a lot of junk foods, you're eating a lot of pro-inflammatory fats. And these pro-inflammatory fats influence allergies, a lot of other things as well. And it's worth a try if she's willing to go along with this, and compliance is a big issue with teenagers, but omega-3 fish oils plus gamma-linolenic acid. It's worth a try at least for a couple of months, and if that doesn't work, I'd go back to what Arnie said. One of them has to go, and it's really your choice.
Hmm. Okay, Mary?
No, not quite. The physician said that she was generally responsive. She was generally, reactive person.
Yeah.
And so he didn't specify it to be the cat. He just told it to expect to be an allergic person. I didn't like that. All I'm doing is hearing it secondhand, you know. But he gave a salve to use on her face, a very strong one. And I asked her if it was. She said it's a very strong salve. And I said, was it a steroid? And she said no, but I couldn't get any further than that. But it worried me that it could have been her immune system in some way that needed to be built up rather than anything else. Because I don't want it to enter into that allergic reaction that so many young people are fighting.
Okay, Mary, everything that Dr. Ron and Jack said requires a lifestyle change on your granddaughter's part. If she's willing to make those lifestyle changes, she can alter her general allergic situation that your doctor believes she has. If she's not willing to make those personal, I'll use the word, sacrifices, then, you know, it's not going to happen. She's going to have to rely on drugs. She's going to have to rely on antihistamines. If she wants to be around the cat, she's going to have to take antihistamines. Otherwise, she's going to get allergic reactions. So it's a matter of her getting her head on straight. All right, and that you can either work with her, or you could have her call me. I'll try and get her head on straight, whatever you like, you know. But if she wants the cat to be a part of her life, you know, she has to at least try to make some changes in her lifestyle. Okay, Mary?
Quercetin, did you?
No, what?
You mentioned quercetin as being helpful.
Yeah, quercetin is a bioflavonoid that can have natural antihistaminic effects, but that's not taking the place of a proper lifestyle. Okay, thanks so much for that call, Mary. And now we have to let you listen to an information about krill oil.
Quinn Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA, DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health,
QuinLab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio krill oil. QuinLab's omega-3 cardio krill oil, along with all other QuinLab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemist for a limited time.
Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer, and I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. Also, I need to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right there, and I promise we'll get to you at the top of the next hour. And also, I need to say that Dr. Ron and Jack Chalam are going to be back again the second hour, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.